Good afternoon. Welcome to the March 31st, 2022 TRPA virtual meeting of the hearings officer. My name is Andrew Strain, and I will be serving as the hearings officer today. I will call the meeting to order at this time. Item two on our agenda is the approval of today's agenda. I'll ask the staff if they have any changes to make to the agenda. Hearing none, I will approve the agenda as it has been posted. Item three are public interest comments for no action. Any member of the public who wishes to address the hearings officer on any agenda item that's not listed as an announcement of appeal rights or as a public hearing item, or on any other issue, may do so at this time. However, public comments on the announcement of appeal rights or on public hearing items will be taken up at the time that those agenda items are heard. Please note that the hearings officer is prohibited by law from taking immediate action on or discussing issues raised by the public that are not listed on this agenda. Georgina, will you please look for a show of hands for anyone who would like to address the hearings officer as I've described it?
Members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer may do so at this time by utilizing the hand-raising feature in the Zoom app. The hand icon is located on the bottom of your Zoom screen or by dialing *9 if you're on your phone. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand now and I will announce and unmute you and you'll have 3 minutes. And it looks like we have no raised hands, so we can continue with the review of the agenda.
Thank you, Georgina. We'll move on to item four on today's agenda, which is the announcement of appeal rights. Any decision of the hearings officer is appealable to the TRPA governing board within 21 days of the hearings officer decision. The application fee and the appeal application can be found on the TRPA website. Item five are public hearing items. We have one today. Item 5A is the O'Grady Revocable Trust Land Capability Challenge, located at 2220 Land's End Drive in Douglas County, Nevada. The assessor's parcel number is 1418-03-401-010. The TRPA file number is LCAP2021-0447. Julie Roll, can you please give us an introduction and summary of this item?
Sure, yes, this is Julie Roll. So this is a land capability challenge on a parcel in Glenbrook, Nevada. It's a rather large parcel and it has a lot of different land capability districts as part of the recommendation. So I won't go through all of them, but they are itemized in the staff report. And there are no changes to the staff report as it was posted. I've not received any public comment on this item. And we have Phil Scholes on the line. He is the TRPA consultant who reviewed this on behalf of TRPA. So he can probably give you a more in-depth summary of what he found on the site.
And Julie, before I ask Phil for his description and input, can you please summarize generally what the major change is from the existing land capability?
Yes, let me get the staff report in front of me. So the site was mapped as class 1A, but it had some class 2 and class 4 on it. So there's just a shift. So it's going to remain as class 1A. There's some 1C, 2, 4, and then adding some class 6 area.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Phil, can you give us a description and some insights into your work on the site?
Yeah, this is a hillside property that it's in a very narrow lot. It goes, I don't know, probably 1,000 feet uphill. And so it's sort of got some rolling topography to it. But the area of the residence is down closer to the lake. And where they originally built the house is the area that we found some class six soil. I should say the soil consultant, Roger Poff, he had several pits dug, and we also did some augering together and, you know, found a few spots of the soil or the site that had the class six in the vicinity of the house, and plus one little spot in sort of the very north part of the site that had deep soils, didn't have any restrictions to them. So those and had slopes less than 16%. The areas that were also considered high capability lands were class four, that were either an unnamed soil type that is sort of a deep version of the Caguin soil, or on flatter ground, and the Caguin area is known as Caguin CAD 5 to 15% slope. I'm looking at a table here. We didn't actually find any Caguin 5 to 15% slope. We found the class four on some of the slopes that were adjacent to the house, but not where the house was. So those are deeper soils, and they're what we now call the Cass and I series. That represented sort of the higher capability parts of the property, generally in the vicinity of the residence, the waterfront. There is a cliff right there at the water's edge that we consider to be outcrop or rubble land. So that got a different designation. We often don't use the class 1C that often, but this would be an appropriate use of that. But there's still a large portion of the property that is considered class 1A. It just got a little more differentiated through the land capability process, but it still looks like there's somewhere on the order of about 160,000 square feet that's class 1A and such.
Anything else, Phil?
No, it was not a very difficult land capability challenge from a technical standpoint. There was a lot of hiking and a lot of uphill slopes to work on, but felt it went pretty straightforward. There was, you know, I think it's described in the consultant's report, did dig some pits that showed that there were pockets that had shallow soils, and so those stayed as class 1A. And so it wasn't having any kind of surprises to it, but it was an interesting site to work with.
And the class four that you mentioned in our staff report were the proposed and existing land capability areas by class are broken down in a table.
That's correct.
The class four unnamed XXX, is that the one, Phil, that you said most resembles the Cassinet series that was identified in the update?
And to be a little clear, both the class four and the class six are the same sort of kind of soil, except they're on different land slope classes, one being 0 to 16, the other 16 to 30, and they're underlain by granodiorite. And that area was originally mapped having that granodiorite. They just thought the soil was much shallower than it actually is. And that's a very common scenario that we see on the east side of the basin, where the granodiorite is very prominent, and that there's pockets to sometimes some fairly large areas that have the deeper soils than what was originally thought to be there.
Very good. Thank you, Phil. And the differences in our changes on the 1As, which are found at the top of the table, from the Caguin and the Caguin Toim to the change that is proposed today. Can you describe that a little further?
So there wasn't originally this category of the tome soil. It's a category of actually a soil that's shallower than the Caguin. I think it only goes down about 20 inches or less. And so there was a couple of small areas that had a lot of rock outcrops. And between the rock outcrops, it was a soil that was, you know, anywhere between, I don't know, 10 or 12 inches deep to maybe, you know, 20 or so inches. So those got teased out, but there wasn't very much of it, as you can see from the table. And then the rest of the areas, we were just differentiating what was sort of generically originally thought of as class 1A into different classes on the basis of slope or their complex with other types of soil types. And the complex is when two soil types are so intermingled, you can't really separate them.
Thank you, Phil. I appreciate the input. I don't have any other questions of staff or our consultant. Is there someone on the line today who's representing the applicant?
Corinne.
Yes, hi. My name is Corinne Hoida with Basin Strategies Planning and Consulting. I am on the line representing the applicant, as is our soil scientist, Roger Paugh.
Good afternoon, Corinne. Any comments from you or Roger on this matter?
I do not have any comments. I'll let Roger speak if he has any.
And I have no further comments either.
Very good. Thank you. At this point, I'll open the public hearing on item 5A and ask Georgina to please look for a show of hands for anyone who wishes to address the hearings officer on this agenda item. Georgina?
Members of the public who would like to address the hearings officer may do so at this time by utilizing the hand raising feature in the Zoom app. The hand icon is located on the bottom of your Zoom screen or by dialing *9 if you're on your phone. If you'd like to comment, please raise your hand now and I will announce and unmute you, and you'll have 3 minutes to make your comments. And it looks like we do not have any hands raised, so we can continue with the review of this agenda item.
Thank you, Georgina. Seeing how there is no additional public comment, I will close the public hearing and take action on the project. Based on the information that's contained in our staff report, including the findings, the rationale on which they are based, the determinations, and the discussion that's in our staff report as supported by the soil consultant's technical report, I will approve the O'Grady Revocable Trust Land Capability Challenge as it is proposed. That brings us to item 6 on today's agenda, which is the adjournment. I will adjourn today's meeting. Thank everyone for their participation.
Thank you.
Thank you.